Now, Getsy, you went from your side. Just what was your assessment of tonight's game?
I first want to credit Brandon, how hard they played, how much intensity there was in that game from both sides. But you think about Brandon on a long road trip. They played two games this week already. To bring that kind of energy and physicality was really impressive. So great effort by their group, great job by their coaching staff. And it really felt like a playoff game out there. You know, we were talking in the room, and usually only see that in conference or in division typically. It's not always that way as between the conferences. But tonight that was just a flat-out war. Really proud of both teams, including Brandon.
Long message after the game. What was your message to the guys after that effort?
That was actually my shortest message ever. It was, but the guys were talking, the guys were supporting each other, congratulating each other, which is typical of our group.
Having Griff back in the lineup, obviously huge, and you know, comes back, makes 27 saves, big part of tonight's game. Just this team seems to have a different identity when he's on the ice for this team.
Well, I would say two things on that. Griff is a very calming presence, of course, but the first thing is our guys played really well in front of him. You saw the shot blocks, Galka lying down, Cambites took one in the head, broke his helmet, like just guys doing anything to win for Griff and Griff for them, just like the same way they would for Gouldy. So that's a testament to our group. But secondly, their goalie played really well also. And, you know, he made some great saves for Brandon when we were pushing. I thought both goalies and both teams played exceptionally well.
Sound like a broken record here, but Cade Oliver, once again, here in the building, he comes up big offensively. Again, if we can just touch on how well he's been playing this year, especially in the offensive zone for him.
Sure. So for me, that comes back to how hard he works defensively, right? He's one of our best defensive players. He's one of our best guys on faceoffs. He works so hard away from the puck. He plays honest. He's physical, pro-style game. When you're doing those kinds of things, you tend to have the puck more, and then you're rewarded offensively. And all the work he's been doing behind the scenes that no one sees in his offensive game, that's when that pays off once you have the puck.
Jarrett with a, I don't know how many footer to seal it. Have you guys worked on that in practice at all? Because that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, so the great thing about that play was it was a recognition by Ralph of the situation. So you're down, the team down by personnel. The team's got their goalie out. Lots of times you can't ice that puck if it's 6-on-5. But 6-on-4, you can. So he knew he had a free shot at it. He moved his feet. He got his head up. He had great awareness. And it was a no-doubter, like it was a laser. So it was the decision as much as the execution that was good.
You know, after last weekend, obviously coming out pointless, how big was this win just to get back on the right track?
So the guys really responded this week in practice. It was one of our best weeks of practice of the year, arguably the best. They were pushing themselves and each other right through up until yesterday. We had great energy in the morning skate. So what I'm really proud of is the effort and commitment to details and playing winning hockey, Royals hockey, and then executing it tonight in the game. They left everything on the ice.
Last one for me is just Taryn Fizer. He looked great in training camp. He's worked hard in practice, just hasn't seemed to quite get over that hump yet. Well, what's your message to a guy like that who prides himself on his skill and hasn't quite found the back of the net maybe as much as he'd like to?
Just like Cade. I mean, there were times, either this year or last year, where all he might have had a chance that didn't go in. He kept working. He kept working on his defensive details, kept working on his offensive game, and eventually it started going in for him. It'll be the same thing for Fuzz. You do things right away from the puck, do things right in other areas of the game and off the ice, and eventually you're rewarded offensively.
With Hanoon out tonight, a couple guys drawn to the lineup, Gent and Galka, how do you think they've played tonight?
Yeah, very well. So, you know, Sean's had some experience in the league. We saw that tonight with his play on both sides of the puck. He created chances offensively, defensively as well, some of the shot blocks for an example, and his line had chances. And then with Gent and that whole line, him and Yoder and Lees, they were really pressing, especially in the second. They had about two or three great offensive chances in the second period, and they did their thing off the puck as well, which allowed us to put them on the ice and roll four lines.
Now off to Portland, the U.S. division. Portland, pretty high-powered offense. What do you expect from them?
High-powered offense and a tough place to play. Have a lot of respect for Portland. They're a great offensive, but they're a good defensive team as well. Mike's done a great job down there coaching them. I know he'll have them prepared. It's a tough building to play, so we're going to need a great week of practice again.